You are listening to the TJTV Podcast, only on Spotify and Google Podcasts.
Heyo! What's poppin', everybody? Welcome into the show. We have a lot to get into today, and welcome to the TJTV Podcast. How are you guys doing today? It's a beautiful day out. It's really hot, really nice. So here's what we're going to be doing. So next Friday is my last day before summer vacation because I'm taking a vacation all through July and August. I won't be back till at least September, probably after the 4th, which will be the day after Labor Day. And, you know, I just decided, why not do what I did a couple years ago? When I first got into radio, I remember I took my last day at a regular job. I did a week straight of podcasts, and I thought it was a really good idea just doing it because, you know, who knows? Podcasting is really awesome. Like, I really have an idea of what to talk about and what I want to say, but I thought, like, you know, let's just freaking do it. Let's do another podcast again. Let's just do it for 2 weeks straight, see what happens. So, literally, I decided that we're going to be doing 2 weeks 5 days a week of podcasting. And you know what? We are actually going to be doing that. But we also have something I want to talk about too as well. And you know, every day is going to be different. Every day is going to be a different show. And I don't know how long it's going to be. But there's also going to be interviews as well. So hope you guys enjoy it. If you guys do, smash like on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor.fm, and much more. Go follow me, TJTV, on Facebook and YouTube. And we're going to go from there. I also have to say, I think it's safe to say that I do not have a problem. So yesterday for Father's Day, I went out to a bar in Kensington. And I was with my father-in-law and Tori and, her dad's girlfriend, Amy. We were all out just hanging out. And literally, as I'm sitting there, Amy's like, what do you want to drink? And I'm like, I'll have whatever, you know, her dad's having. Dad had a margarita. Me and him had two margaritas. And then afterwards, we went to another bar. And I had three Blue Moons. So I had 16.2% alcohol. That's how much a Blue Moon has. And whatever the margaritas had, probably like 8 or 9. But I mean, I felt fine. I think it's safe to say I don't have a problem. I think it's literally safe to say that. I feel really good. I woke up, didn't have any hangover, and I'm just like, wow, I must have drank a whole lot last night just to feel like just great. Like, wow. But yeah, no, we actually had a really good time. There's this bar called, I want to say it was the Kensington Pub. And inside, it looks like a little dive bar at first. But when you go into the dive bar, you go outside, it's a big open space with freaking fizz, like those mist things that spray mist at you. And you walk into this door and there's pallets all over, but they're all painted and it looks like a whole community inside this bar. And I'm like, oh my God, like looking outside from where we were in Kensington to what the bar looks like now, I'm just like, holy shit, this is awesome looking. So yeah, we got to spend Father's Day and spend time with her dad and go to a bar. But yeah, I didn't think I had that much of a high alcohol tolerance. Oh, getting pizza out. Blew right in my face. But yeah, no, we had a really good time. I had a really fun time at the bar yesterday. That was one of my favorite times ever. And I have to say, it's been kind of bugging me lately with everything going on, like how, you know, with Lyft, kids are out of school and you would think like, okay, you know, Lyft's going to be busy and all that shit. I haven't had one good Lyft week in a while, like right before summer started and right before kids were getting out of college. When it came to me doing Lyft, I would make at least close to $200 a day. Now, like, I'll be driving around doing Lyft for, you know, a certain time. And I know everyone's saying, oh, TJ, you're saying you're retiring. How come you haven't retired Lyft? It's because I haven't had the second opportunity yet. But, you know, it is what it is. In any event, what was I saying? Totally forgot. Oh, yeah, with Lyft, I haven't made anything. I literally am only making like $50 a day. And it's getting so annoying. Like, $50 is not a lot. It really isn't. It's like really fucking killing me that I haven't made any really good money. But yeah, I really missed how Lyft used to be. Like, when I first started, I would make maybe $60 if I needed it. And now I'm just at that point where I'm just like, I don't even want to do Lyft anymore. I really don't. Like, honestly. What am I doing Lyft for? What am I physically doing it for? Like, am I seriously doing Lyft just to only make $50, waste my gas, waste my time, and jack up my miles even more? So, personally, if whatever job I get falls through, then I'm definitely just going to stop Lyft altogether. Like, I've been trying to stop it, and I got to pay the IRS this week as well. For my taxes and shit. And it's just, it's annoying. You know what I mean? It really is annoying. But, hey, it is what it is. Hey, also today is Juneteenth, which is a national holiday, which I didn't know about. I really didn't know that, like, it was a national holiday. But I knew it was a new holiday that came in effect. But, yeah. And I don't have off today. I usually would go in on Mondays. But I actually made a deal with my manager. I'm like, listen, I need off Mondays. I really do. I need off Monday nights. Or Monday afternoons. Just because it's so freaking... It's just, I hate waking up on Mondays. I hate going to work on Mondays. So if I go on Tuesdays, that would be the best thing ever. So, yeah, that's really all it is to it. Here's what we're going to do. Let's take a break. I'm going to eat real quick. Talk about some stuff afterwards. And then we're going to go from there. So, all right. Like I said, I don't know what we're going to be doing with Lyft. I kind of want to quit it, to be brutally honest. I just really just don't want to do it anymore. So, if there's a job or something that where you guys can I work 2 days a week, or if you guys need somebody to, you know, if you need someone to work and you need a manager, I'll be your manager. If you guys have anything you want me to pay, like documentary-wise, I'll charge you only $150 for a documentary just to be done. The edit and all that shit. So, yeah. All right. I'm out. Let's take a break. We'll be back in a few seconds. So, let's go. All right, we're back. We are, all right. So last Friday, when I was doing the Radio Veteranathon for John DeBella, which was like a 6-hour shift for me, for some odd reason, I don't know why, but I was cracking my fingers so much to the point where my knuckle started to hurt really bad. And I'm thinking to myself, how the hell did I like crack my knuckle to the point where it's like hurting? And literally, you know, Tori even said, like, dude, you're cracking your knuckles a lot. You can't be doing that. You're going to give yourself arthritis, this, that, and the third. And I'm thinking, like, maybe I did give myself arthritis. But when I woke up today, I'm just like, holy shit, like, I'm alive. I my knuckles don't hurt at all. And it's weird, too, because I've never cracked my knuckles so much to where my finger or knuckle has hurt. It's really weird that has ever happened. It really is. Like, I don't understand. Firefighters battle a wildfire in Burlington County, New Jersey. What is up with these wildfires? Maybe that's why the air quality is bad. Oh, I just don't get it. What is up with these, like, air fire, like, these wildfires and all this shit? Like, I don't get it. I really, truly don't. So many wildfires anymore. Like, why? And over the weekend, there was another shooting in, there were actually a couple. Philadelphia, Clifton, Baltimore. The shootings just are never ending. It's never going to be, it's really never going to stop. These shootings will never stop. I'm sorry. It's just, the government's not going to do anything. And to be brutally honest, I think the government doesn't even give a fuck about anything. But, you know, it is what it is. It really is. But hey, I don't know. Whatever. I will say one thing though. I don't really care to know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I don't really care just to know what's going on anymore in the world, like, because the news is so depressing and everybody is so biased about, you know, COVID-19 and then the vaccines and all that stupid shit. So I'm not about it. I really truly am not about it. So, not my cup of tea. But hey, it is what it is. People want to live like that. I don't want to live like that. I for sure don't want to live like that. Not at all. But, oh well. That's a lot of people in this world. Oh, so anyways, Pat Sajak, host of Wheel of Fortune, is retiring. Actually, I think he's retiring after this season. I'm actually surprised. The guy's been on the air doing the same thing forever. I mean, when I grew up, my parents watched them all the time. So they would always watch Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. And Wheel of Fortune, I mean, that show's been on for years. I mean, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, Pat Sajak's retiring. And a lot of people are, like, debating, oh, who's going to take his spot? Like, I think it's going to be Ryan Seacrest, because that's, like, the main guy that everyone goes to. But, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But I can't believe he's retiring after, like, 40-some-odd years of doing it. It's weird, too. A lot of people are retiring, too. I find it very bizarre. Like, everybody I know is retiring. Like, everybody who's been in the game forever are retiring. And I have to say something about fucking SiriusXM. I really do. I'm actually a little pissed off at XM right now. Because XM is so disrespectful to the point where they're using Casey Kasem's fucking voice track from years ago. It's like they have an AI type deal where they're voice tracking Casey Kasem's fucking voice to do top 40. And I think it's wrong. I do. I honestly think it's wrong. Personally, I don't think they should do that, but that's just my opinion. But yeah, I think it's wrong what they're doing. And personally, if I was his family, I would definitely say something. Like, I would never want somebody to use my voice if I was dead. I wouldn't. Like, if I died, I wouldn't want anyone to use my voice. That's just my opinion. You know, I just don't think that's right. I really don't. So, that's just my opinion.
You know what I mean? But it is what it is. Yeah, so this weekend was kind of a little interesting. I mean, pretty much we just hung out and then, you know, went to Philly, had a couple drinks, and that was really it. So, oh well. What's something you can say during sex but also at a family dinner? I don't know. Oh well. Hey, so I'm going to go on TikTok Live in a few, and I'm going to continue this podcast because I finally just got access. So that's what we're going to do. Yeah, I want to do that. Haven't been on live in a while. So we're going to be back and take a break. I'm going to go on live and TJTV6, catch all my videos. And that's what I'm also going to be doing as well. So quick little announcement for my show. For TikTok, really. I'm going to be doing or posting all my old unexplainable videos on TikTok. So starting from the very first episode, I'm going to post every episode that I have done. And also just, yeah, that's what we're going to be doing. For the rest of probably the summer. I mean, it's going to be probably not an everyday thing, but it might. So who knows? We'll see what happens. I mean, that's pretty much what I'm in the market for doing. But hey, it is what it is, guys. Oh, well. So, yeah. That's really going to be it for now. We'll be back. I'm not going to cut the commercial, but yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to just do it from there. And also, we do have an interview. We have a couple of interviews coming this week. Probably not this week, but next week. And then we will be going from there. So we'll know. We'll see what happens. All right, we'll be back in a couple seconds.
In the world, many people are looking for love.
If you're looking for love, go home to your mother.
Are you tired of looking for love?
Stop looking for it. You don't need love. Okay.
Look no further. The rabbi is here to help you out.
Love and commitment in a relationship are incompatible. Make up your mind. Do you want a relationship or do you want love?
Are you also tired of all that pesky affection that you need from your children?
Parents love from their children.
Well, call the number 1-800-I-NEED-NO-LOVE. That is 1-800-I-NEED-NO-LOVE.
Loneliness can be shared.
All right, we have some breaking news. So evidently, a submarine that set out to explore Titanic wreckage vanished in the North Atlantic Ocean earlier today. Let's see. 5-person crew on the submarine named Titan, owned by Ocean Gate, submerged Sunday morning. U.S. Coast Guard said Monday afternoon the crew of Polar Prince research ship lost contact with the submarine nearly 2 hours later. That's scary. Wow, that is kind of scary. I mean, if you want my honest opinion about subs are really, like, prone to getting, like, fucked up, personally, but, yeah, that's just my personal opinion. In any event, what was I going to say? I also forgot to mention, too, on Friday, I also slept for, like, 12 hours. I went to bed at 7, didn't get up till 7:30 the next morning. Yeah, that was an interesting day. But, yeah. Alright, well, that's going to be it. It's kind of hot out. Plus, I'm just, like, at that point where I'm like, ugh. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go. I got some news that I'm really not too happy about, but, you know. You know, it is what it is. So, let's check to see if there's anything going on. I don't think there really is anything going on. No, no.
No. All right. Well, yeah. All right, I'm out. I'll see you guys later, and we'll go from there. Like I said, I got some news, or like just about 15 minutes ago, that I really wasn't too happy, but, yeah. Yeah, alright. I'll see you guys tomorrow for another one, and bye.